All right, we are back here on The Huddle, and joining us now on the TikTok Jewelers guest line. I'll tell you right now, it's hard to say The Huddle all the time. I keep wanting to say Sports Saturday, Aaron. I got to keep pay attention to the paperwork that Brady gave me here. But an old friend here to the show, I know The Huddle fans love you. And the thing I like most about you is your name. I love the K-Train. Okay, so Ken Kreitz joins us now of RotoWire. I have to tell you, I have an old buddy of mine that used to work in this station. His name was Danny Trevor, and I coined the name D-Train. I think anybody that has any kind of information needs to have some type of name like this.
Well, you know, I used to coach Little League in Shelburne, and one of my rules to make it fun for the kids was everyone had to get a nickname. But a lot of the kids are kind of scared when I would yell at them, "What's your nickname?" So I would just take the first, for the most scared kid, I would just take the first letter of their name and add train. So they were K-Train or A-Train. So when I started doing this, my kids were like, "Dad, you have to be the K-Train."
Oh, my God, I love
it. Okay, fine.
Joining us now is the K-Train, Ken Kreitz from RotoWire and RotoWire.com. Right now, listen, you can go there for all your fantasy sports needs, full season, daily, NFL, MLB, NBA, and more. And talk about that. You get a free trial right now if you go there, right, Ken?
Yeah, just go to RotoWire.com/win, free 10-day trial. No credit card info or anything needed. We can help you out with NASCAR now, golf. Even Aussie rules football.
You see, this is dangerous for a guy like me that, you know, with this COVID thing going on, you're not doing as much. I'm going to be out of money when this is all done. I'm going to be listening to you. I hope you're good at this, Ken. I'm going
to
be
listening to the free 10-day trial. That's what I
Sounds good. All right, let's get to it. Of course, the big news is still Cam Newton joining the New England Patriots. Fantasy-wise, where does RotoWire rank Cam Newton?
Yeah, we had a headline yesterday. It said Superman sticks the landing. We're pretty high on Cam. We've got him at QB10 in our rankings. We think he's finally healthy, and he really upgraded at offensive line. We've got the Pats offensive line at number 7, where Carolina was pretty bad. We're projecting about 3,700-plus passing yards, 440-plus rushing yards, 23 passing TDs, and 5 rushing TDs. And frankly, the way the Pats like to do those quick QB sneaks, I can see him vulturing more than just 5 TDs at the end zone. My only concern is if the preseason's canceled. You know, we've already canceled 2 of 4. Will they start the season maybe with Stidham, since he knows the offense, and maybe we don't see Newton until week 2 or 3? So anyway, if you do go Newton on your fantasy squad, you want to have a backup.
Well, I have to ask you this. As a Giants fan, I think that Daniel Jones got job last year. He should have been the rookie of the year in the NFL. But, hey, my guy Daniel Jones on the Giants, what does RotoWire expect from his sophomore season?
Well, I agree with you, him getting jobbed, and we totally wanted him to have more snaps. We've got Jones right behind Newton at QB11 with similar stats, about 3,900 passing yards, 340 rushing, so a little less rushing, 27 pass TDs and 3 rush TDs. He's not going to get those goal line sneaks that we talked about with Newton, but he does have wheels, and he'll get, you know, he gets cheap yardage with those dump offs to Saquon, as you know. You know, at RotoWire, with the standard format of one quarterback, we generally suggest you wait on drafting a QB. So in fantasy, I'd be very happy to fill either of my QB1 spots with Jones or Newton, frankly.
Ken, the New England backfield is always pretty hard to predict. Which Patriot running back does RotoWire like?
Yeah, trying to guess what Bill Belichick's going to do week to week. Obviously, most NFL coaches don't know what he's going to do, let alone fantasy players. I frankly, even though obviously we're living in the heart of Pats land here, I try to avoid the Patriots, except for James White. I love to get James White as my RB3, especially in a PPR league that's a point-per-reception league. They're going to throw to White a ton. You could argue he's the best receiver on the roster after Edelman. For PPR leagues, we've got RotoWire, we've got James White ranked at RB41. And we've got Sony Michel behind him at 43. But I actually personally have him a little lower than that. Michel worries me. He had no 100-yard games last year and foot surgery now in May. I see Damian Harris eating into his carries. Harris is a runner. He's not a catcher like White. And then again, we mentioned Newton, so good at vulturing goal line TDs. Those are going to come away from Michel. So I kind of avoid the backfield because you never know what the Pats are going to do week to week, but I do like having James White as a reserve in PPRs.
Well, we're talking to Ken Kreitz, the K-Train of RotoWire on 101.3 The Game here on The Huddle. Ken, what sleeper running backs is RotoWire recommending heading into fantasy drafts?
We really love Kenyon Drake in the second half of season he had in Arizona. We've got him at RB11 in standard leagues. That could be a really stud offense in the desert for the Cardinals, and they really love Drake too. We like rookie Jonathan Taylor at Indy out of Wisconsin. We got him at RB13. You know, he's coming off back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons at University of Wisconsin last year. He may have a lot of miles on those tires long-term, but rookie season, we think he's going to be great, and he's got a fantastic offensive line blocking for him with the Colts. And do not ignore rookie Clyde Edwards-Helaire in Kansas City. We've got him at possibly 900 rushing yards and 600 receiving yards. Kind of a even better Kareem Hunt rookie year. Coach Reed loves to lean on one bell cow back. They made Edwards-Helaire a first-round pick for a reason, the first running back drafted. He really fits their scheme as an excellent catcher out of the backfield.
Ken, switching gears to fantasy baseball, are you making any adjustments for this COVID-19 shortened season?
Yeah, I really want to avoid any injury-prone players. Let's call it the Nomar rule. You know, when you've got a 162-game season and a guy takes 10, 15 games off, you can usually plug and play, but we're looking at a 60-game season. So you really can't afford to miss any at-bats or innings pitched. So I'm just avoiding anyone injury-prone. Guys like Giancarlo Stanton, for instance, I just want to avoid at all costs.
K-Train, during this crazy sports stoppage, what have you been doing? What's been going on with you?
Okay, I've got a personal confession, gentlemen. I am getting all in on Aussie rules football. It is fantastic.
I know.
It is fantastic. You DVR the games. They all run late at night, but they're on ESPN and Fox Sports 1. The RotoWire office, we've adopted the Collingwood Magpies as our squad. They've got the only American, a 6'10" kid from Texas named Mason Cox. They call him the Coxzilla. And then they have this other awesome Aussie called Steel Sidebottom. That's his real name. And he just got suspended, though, for 4 games because he got hammered and was stumbling around in the middle of the night half-naked, and the cops had to drive him home. So that did break a few COVID-19 rules. He was supposed to be in the bubble with the Pies. But we still love the Pies, though. Brutal loss last night to the Bombers last night. But I am wasting an absurd amount of time on the AFL and Aussie footy.
I have to tell you, I've got a dear friend that lives locally. He actually is one of the owners at the Archives downtown. He's from Australia. And he's got me following Adelaide. That's like my team now with the AFL. That's who I follow.
They're terrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know, of course.
The AFL.
And that's why. And you're talking to a Giants fan, so nothing gets better for me anywhere.
Would they go nuts when somebody makes a specky mark? Have you mastered the specky mark yet?
No. I thought the specky mark was something in the bathroom. I wasn't sure what that was.
No. It's short for spectacular. So a mark is when you catch a kicked pass, and then you get a free kick or like 10 seconds where the defense can't mess with you. But a specky mark is when you jump knees first onto someone else's shoulders to catapult yourself even higher to make the catch, and it's perfectly legal, and the defenders wind up with all these gashes in the back of their head. But when it happens, you know, those stadiums are filled with like 70,000 Aussies, though not, you know, now with COVID, but the place just goes nuts. Anyway, so they always have the specky catches of the year, and I'm telling you, it's like Randy Moss in the old days, catching bombs from Brady for the Pats, but it's even more electric.
Fantasy sports analyst over at RotoWire, the K-Train, Ken Kreitz. Thanks so much for your time, buddy, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful 4th of July.
You too. Have a great day.